Hello everyone, this is Monsef Asker and thank you so much for joining us today in your divine uniqueness. Very excited and very happy to start this new season today. So thank you so much for co-creating with us this sacred space and being with us in this sacred journey. Thank you so much, and also very happy that we are starting this season with a group power healing with Ambujam Rose. And yeah, it's these calls are really, really so special, and also your presence is so important, and it really helps to make these experiences very special and very transformative. So thank you so much for being here today live, and also thank you for those who listen to the replay. So as I said, we'll have today the group power healing with Ambujam, and she will tell us more about it, if you are new to that, to understand what it is about, and also like the themes that will arise through those group power healings, like they arise through the energy of the group. So this is why I said your presence is very important, because you help bring those informations and those healings that Ambujam and Spirit shares with us. So before we start, I just would like to share with you a little bit about Ambujam. So Ambujam is a self-embodiment guide and healer. She sees where you are on the path and helps you stay on the path. You're asked to own your choices, reconcile karma, and be who you are. Ambujam sees multidimensionally, zooming into the original roots of life themes, situations, relationships, and how you experience yourself. Your knowing partners with Ambujam's gifts, freeing patterns of to their core, propelling you on your rightful path. And Ambujam's sessions and group power healings have accelerated the path to freedom for over 27 years. Her dedication to embodying her own path continuously creates her work to meet the evolutionary needs of humanity. She works with large groups, individuals, businesses, couples, families, teens, children, and animals. Very happy to have Ambujam Rose, and really love her work, the group power healings she does for us, whether on the show or the ones I attended before. That she hosts on her own, and also the private sessions. My experiences were so phenomenal. So very excited about what we will experience today with her. So Ambujam, welcome to the show.
Hi, Monsef. Hi, everybody. Hi. I'm excited what we're going to do too, because I never know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what we do today.
Yeah. So as I said, I would love if... for those of our audience who maybe don't know yet about your work and the group power healing, if you can explain what it is about and if they're asked to do something.
And say the last part and what?
And if they are asked to do something, or if there is a way of
sure, I'd love to. So I just want to go over just a couple minutes of the logistics of a group power healing and the instructions for your human today. So I just want to welcome you all here and say hello, because like Monsef said, each one of you is bringing what we're going to do today. And so it's just really a huge honor to be with all of you, and really the courage and vulnerability it takes to show up like this and to really engage like this, you know. So, I just want to say hello and thank you for being here. And so, so the group power healings, it's really hard for me to be linear, I was saying to Monsef, to go through the instructions, because my being is already with all of you guys doing the healings already begun, but these instructions are really important to get out. So the foundational reasons of why Spirit holds these group power healings is to clear your stuff as quickly as possible, as easy as possible, to help you embody who you are as quick as possible, and to support your heart's true rightful path of whatever that is for you. So in a minute, once we get into all the details of what we're going to do today and what your beings will bring, everything just unfolds out of itself. So the next levels of information will just keep bringing the next levels of information and so on and so on and so on. And the thing that Spirit always wants you to know and to just be reminded of is, even though we're going to get into details and release karma and leap you guys forward and just do all kinds of stuff really fast, they never want you to lose sight of the foundational reason for these group power healings, which is to embody who you are as quick as possible. Okay, so every single group power healing session is one of a kind because it meets the specific paths of those who join each time. So whatever we do today can't ever be repeated because of where you guys are right now on your path. And it's the combined power of the true desire within all of you to know and heal yourselves. It's that pure power in your heart to know who you are that invites this grace-filled, accelerated healing consciousness, which allows for really deep karmic stuff to be removed and reconciled extremely quickly, and again, anchoring you into who you are in your rightful path. And we are all partnering and collaborating for this healing from wholeness. So we're not connecting through issues. We're not connecting through personality. When we connect like this, I just see all of you guys as this, really just this big, expansive consciousness and light, because that's where we're all connecting from, is this truth of who you are. And these group power healings, because we're connecting from that place, they address the deepest parts of your consciousness and energy. And your being and spirit will be bringing us all the info and healing modalities that we'll need for today's session. And you've already done whatever work necessary to release and embody whatever will come through today. So your human job is to just be present within yourself, allowing yourself to just really relax deep within yourself and with this healing, allowing this healing to just do you and wash over you. And so we could say that your being is doing healing for your human. And spirit will be providing any instructions needed during the call. And a lot of times, Spirit will ask you to make new choices. And because we're addressing really deep old soul choices and old karmic choices. So if they're going to ask you to make new choices, they're not asking your mind and they're not asking your emotions. They are asking the depths of your heart. And so when these questions are asked, your human job is to just go deep within your heart and feel your heart's true answer. And if Spirit's asking you for permission to do some sort of release or move forward, and the depth of your true heart says no, Spirit will not create that movement for you. So again, this whole healing is supporting who you truly are in a very rightful way. So Spirit will never, you know, we could say pull a tooth out that's not ready to come out, right? Because that would just be like, goes against every, we could say, healing law, right? And so during the whole session, I'll be describing what I'm seeing and happening throughout the session, and I'm seeing what's going on in a group level. So it's really important that if you're having a totally different experience than what I'm sharing, it's really important that you stay with your experience. A lot of times, spirit and your spiritual teams use these group power healing energies to just do super specific individual healing for you. So again, if you're having your own experience than what I'm sharing, it's just really important to honor that. And the healing will be about 45 minutes or so. And again, I'll let you know what's going on during the whole time, and I'll let you know when the healing is done. So that's all the instructions and background.
Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I think like everybody understands now the process, and I think we can start the group power healing.
Yeah, goody. Okay. So what's going to happen now is I'm going to connect with all of you guys specifically now. And there's always this huge container that comes in to hold us throughout the whole session. And that container is built out of all the spiritual material we're going to need, all the healing modalities, all the information. It's quite complicated and specific for whatever we're going to need today. And so that container is starting to come in now and bringing whatever it is that we're going to need to hold all of us in a very sacred, protected space. and your spiritual teams are coming in. So we're all just gathering first and getting nice and solid in the group container and the group energy. And then once that is solid in a very specific way, whatever the first theme is that we're going to support and address will start coming up out of the group energy. Okay, so the first thing that I need to say before we go into whatever we're going to go into today is the mind is quite limited in its ideas of you. It's limited in, because it's the mind, okay, simply say. So even if it has good ideas, there's still ideas about yourself. Because we tend to think the mind is this, it only has bad, it's only negative, so I'll just ignore all the negative stuff or try to clear all the negative stuff. But if the mind has good ideas, we could say, or happy ideas, it's still just an idea. It goes both ways. Okay, so what Spirit wants you to know before we get into anything we're going to do today is the mind is a very limited idea of you. We're going to go beyond all of that. Okay, so the mind will again have this idea that you can only go so far, you can only release so much. Spirit's like, nope, nope, and nope, nonsense, they say. It's nonsense. So we just need to really say that before we get into whatever it is that we're going to do today, knowing that you're not limited in that way. Do you have certain parameters, quote unquote, as a soul that you're here to, we could just simply say express and be who you are? You know, if you're not an ice cream man or a fireman, that's just not a limit of your soul. We'll say it's just not for you to do, you know? So yes, we all have our own parameters as beings and stuff like that, but they're not limited ideas of the mind. Those are different, you know? All right, so we're getting into our first theme for today. So a lot of what's coming up is around sleep, which is interesting. So there's this image of all of you in your bed, and there's some issue around sleep or something's going on in sleep time, okay? So I'm just trying to understand what this is because it's so there's this image of you and all these maybe like three or four layers of your energy of your consciousness, and there's something that's been going on in sleep time that we need to okay, I'm understanding now. So it's like the only way I know how to describe this so far is we just need to create you to support you to be more solid in yourself. So when you go to sleep, you're really rooted in who you are. So whatever's happening in the sleep time is pretty layered right now. Why there's a lot of astrology going on. There's just a lot happening energetically very, very subtly during sleep time. Okay. So what Spirit wants us to do is really support you to be anchored in yourself during your sleep. So whatever it is that your being is doing during sleep, you'll still do. That's, you know, rightful for you. Yeah. But we want to anchor you into who you are that much more. So you don't leave the body in a very, we could say, unhelpful, unhelpful way. Okay. And I know whatever we're starting off with of this more deeply anchoring you into yourself for your sleep time, this is much more connected to something much larger than just sleep time. So we haven't gotten into that yet, but Spirit always has a reason for when they address and what they address and how they address it. So fear, okay, unconscious fear, because when you're sleeping, you don't know you're scared, you know, because you're asleep, right? So what Spirit's showing me is because of such all these deep movements going on every day, there's some survival fear that's coming up as you're sleeping, which is creating these layers of the body or the consciousness to just look like you're out of your body a little bit. Yep. So we're just going to address these unconscious deep fears of survival. Really, it's about survival. and these fears that we're working on to basically, it's like spirits, I don't really know how to describe this, but they're calming them. Like, it's okay. Because they're super survival ego fears. They're not rational. Like, we can't have a conversation with them to tell them everything is okay. Because they don't think it's okay, right? They just don't think it's going to be okay. So whatever it is, you know, for each of you, whatever you may be worried about in your life. And so spirits addressing these fears, which is a number of them, because they're all like teeny little pieces of consciousness that are scared. They're not doing it they're not talking to them to help them feel better. They're addressing them energetically to help them know that they're okay. So what's happening now as we're doing that is it's bringing us to a much larger perspective of what's going on. Okay? Now, each one of you on your path currently, okay, are being asked or being called, I'm going to just simply describe it, to be who you are on the next levels, okay? And it's like a big deal because the human has not really experienced this at these levels, okay? So as this spiritual call is happening, life is calling you, your inner self is calling you, like there's this call going on to really, we could say, step up, right, and be who you are. And as these deeper layers of your call is happening, that's what's actually triggering these survival fears, because it's so deep. Again, it's beyond rational mind. These fears are looking at your path going, uh-uh, no way, nope, can't do it, nope, 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 God's crazy, I'm not doing it. Like, no, I can't. Like, it fully believes, I can't say fully, it 99% believes it can't do it. And just the amount of survival fear that this call is triggering is just really profound and really deep in the system. So spirit's going to be working with helping you on a very more foundationally feel like your call is meant for you. Like, this is a, quote, good thing. Like, life wouldn't call you if it wasn't for you. It just wouldn't. Like, why would it do that, right? Why would it ask you to do something that you can't do? And again, these things that you're being asked to do, some of them are conscious, some of them are not conscious, but it's a deep call to be you. I'll just simply say it that way because it's way more layered than that, but it's this foundational being you and stepping up into your next layers of your life, okay? So what we're doing now is we're working with the fears that that triggers during sleep time, okay, and the call, and spirit's helping both. They're helping to like stabilize you in this whole process so you can be there for yourself when these fears, these irrational fears, you know, that no matter how much you talk to yourself, we could say about them, they don't subside. You know, they might feel better for 2 seconds, right? But their core, like survival. So what spirit's helping your system do is to stabilize in both areas, to feel your call, the sacredness of that, and really feel supported in that, and to also feel like you can be there for yourself with these fears. So I'm going to be quiet for a little bit, and as spirit works to stabilize you in just this whole process. And they're just like, you can do it. 100%. It's just the mind. It thinks it just can't. Again, the mind, it's very limited. Or the ego is very limited in its thoughts. So there's this image, okay, of you. And to the left of you is the fears that come up at night. Or these subtle survival fears that aren't just at night. You know, they're in the system, but for whatever reason, they're being triggered at night. And to the right of you is your spiritual call to be who you are, okay? This image of you now being nice and stable and strong, that you are bigger than the fear of both of those things. It's like both of those things are just what's happening. It's okay. It's actually quite amazing. It's like you are solid in your sovereignty, period. You just are. You just are. So there's this karmic stuff around the hips and navel and lower belly on either side of the abdomen. And it's fear-based stuff that the body is just releasing now. It just doesn't need to hold on to that. You know, Spirit's reminding you, if you could have thought your way through your life at this point, you already would have, right? You would have figured everything out already. This is about your beingness, the truth of who you are, living the life in this human body and following the call, right? It is way beyond thought. Way beyond. Yeah, they're like, if you could have figured out your life already, you would have already done so. You would have already done so. So we're really just continuing to work on stabilizing you into who you are, your wholeness, your sovereignty. It's already there. We could say it's something you have to go fetch or understand or go get inside. In a moment, the next piece that your being wants to do is going to come through. But right now, we're just really working on stabilizing you into yourself. And if for whatever reason you feel like you feel sleepy or like kind of go off in your own world and don't hear anything I'm saying, it's totally normal. Just because these healings address you on very deep levels, and so the human can kind of chill. So these codes, like sacred geometry, are coming out of your third chakra now. And it's just part of who you are. It's part of your path to, I'm going to simply call it, express these parts of yourself now. Because again, it's way beyond the mind. It's consciousness. You as consciousness. So everyone as a group right now suddenly is really supporting this third chakra expression of self to just really be strong in itself, like super simple. Like the truth is really simple. It's the issues that are complicated and noisy and loud and all over the place, right? And why I'm saying that is because your third chakra right now is just this very strong, stable area that it's just time for it to express this consciousness that's been inside of you for lifetimes, lifetimes. And now it's ready to be expressed. And so your guides know exactly what to do with these, you could say the sacred geometry that's coming out of your third chakra to be expressed, and they're just helping in whatever way that they are to streamline that outside of your, it's like it goes from your third chakra and just like streams out of you and just goes wherever it needs to go, we could simply say in the universe, because it, you know, whatever you're here to do is significant, it's important. So these codes, which are your codes, okay, as they're being expressed and going wherever they need to do, they're opening certain doors, not only just for you, but humanity, for other realms. Like, it's pretty important. And again, your mind isn't doing this. Your human personality is not doing this. This is the truth inside of you. And I don't know how to describe this other than world peace. Okay, so whatever codes are leaving your system right now have to do with that. And it's not a simple thing like the mind will go, oh, world peace equals this. This is how you do it, okay? It is not that at all. It's a consciousness. Peace is a consciousness. It's not really something that you do. It's something you are, and then you do from there. Like, we can't really do peace if we're not peaceful. Like, how is that even possible? So whatever this, quote, world peace energy is that's leaving your systems and being expressed and going wherever it needs to go, it's much more foundational than just something that we do or act. Something we are, you know, peace is something we are. And I just hear spirit saying to you, you've been waiting for a really long time for this to like come out of you, basically. Like you've been holding these codes and holding them and holding them through lifetimes, waiting for the right time, and the time is now. So for each one of you in your lives, in your 3D life, this world peace energy or these codes of consciousness that are yours, they're going into your life now in all these like nooks and crannies and corners and like all these pockets of your life that need this energy that really is just you. You know, words in and of themselves create separation, right? So as I'm talking, you know, it creates a very linear kind of small way of describing something, right? So when this piece that I'm talking about and these codes that have been in you, gosh, for just a really long time, they're really part of who you are. And this peacefulness or this code of sovereignty and inner strength, it's going to all these parts of your life that need, quote, this, need this, but this is you. This peacefulness is you. So the earth right now, there's an aspect of the earth consciousness that's starting to engage with what you're doing. And it's partnering with what you're doing and doing whatever the earth needs to do with this information now. And it's just saying thank you. So as all that's going on, what's happening now is spirit sending me super deep into in the spine, right behind the third chakra, right behind the belly, and we're just going to like clear all kinds of stuff in there, okay? You don't have to be conscious of that. I'm just letting you know what's going on. So you just be with what's happening for you naturally. You don't have to follow what I'm saying. I'm just letting you know that that's what we're doing now. We're releasing a bunch of old stuff held in the spine, right behind the third chakra, and right behind like the solar plexus, the belly, the navel. Some of it that I'm watching come out is you've been parts of other lifetimes too, where we've been at this precipice, not just Earth. Let me say this: it's not been on Earth. Okay, so these other lifetimes where your being has been called to do certain things, there's memory of that in your body, and that's part of fear also. And some of that's just releasing now because you just don't need to hold it in whatever way you've been holding it. So what's starting to happen now is we're getting to this unlimited, again, your soul still has its own path, okay? but unlimited in the way of what about when spirit's about to ask you what they're about to ask you. They're not asking the limited mind or emotions, okay? In any moment, they're going to ask you a question, and they want you to just feel the answer that's inside of you, okay? So they're asking you, what are you here to do? And they want you to just feel whatever that is. Feel, not think. Yep. What are you here to express, to do? And they're not asking your human. They're asking you. That lies within the human, right? And just feel. Keep just feeling. Keep feeling. So, Spirit wants you to just rest in whatever answers came or answer or feelings came. Okay, they want you to just be with that for a little bit here. Just hang out with that. Because whatever that is, the earth, the codes, your being, and your spiritual teams and spirit, they're all, we could say, like, up there, energizing that, expressing that. I can't say initiating that because it's already been initiated for years at this point, whether it's been something you've been doing as a human or whether it's just been this internal path that hasn't fully manifested yet, okay? So there's nothing they need to initiate because it's already initiated within you. But there's a specific energizing now that the earth is partnering with these codes, this information of yourself, your expression, how you affect the peace here. And just whatever it is you're here to be and do. So it's just really being supported right now and energized, quote, out there. And there's this very old lack consciousness of self held in the third chakra. And so spirit is very interested right now in just removing and clearing that. Because it's, on some level, there's nothing wrong with it. But on another level, do you need to hold it anymore? And the answer is no. It's very challenging to describe that there's nothing wrong with this lack. It's just not you. You know, it's just time to evolve through that or release that. And again, not because there's something wrong with it. It's just not. It's not necessary. So now what's starting to happen with everything else I just said is your future selves are showing up, okay? And they're maybe 3 months down the road from now, 3 to 4 months down the road. I'm laughing just because they see, like, they see that you know that you don't need to be identified with your fear anymore or truly believe it, but you can't help it. They're kind of like, you know what's going on. You know. And they see just, I don't know how to describe this other than just that habit of identity to stay identified with the fear. You know, and they're like, we get it. We get it. You know it's not you. You know you don't have to stay in it, and yet you stay in it. Like, we get it. You know, it's just part of this whole process of waking up and embodiment, you know. So they're showing up, and again, they're like 3 or 4 months down the road. I don't know why they're here yet, and I'm just waiting to see what they want to do with you here. So they're talking about this world peace thing, okay, that these codes have been in you. And they're reminding you, you are that. You are peace. And they say, I know it doesn't feel like it at times because of all the history in your system and all the childhood experiences and all the overlay of all of that, right? Peace is very quiet inside. They're saying, you know, that we're still attached to the noise that's within, right? Again, all part of this process of awakening. So what they want to tell you is, A, you are this peace. It already exists within you. It doesn't need you to be a good person or a bad person. It doesn't need you to be healed or unhealed. It doesn't need anything. It doesn't judge you where you are in your path. It's not transactional. It doesn't need something from you in order for you to be peace. It just is. And it's like, on one level, they don't want you to forget that. Like, at any given point, you can go into that peacefulness of who you are, no matter what you're going through emotionally, because it's always there, okay? And I know that's way easier said than done. You know, when we're in the fire's hot, right? It's challenging, right? But they're wanting you to know from here on out, this peacefulness is you. It's in the third chakra. Right now they're pointing to that. It's there. It's available. Okay. The other things they're here to say, again, these are your future selves, that life is just going to continue asking a lot of you. That's what it'll feel like. It's really not a lot because it's you. It's just asking you to be you. Okay. But the human self, the emotional self, the mind, the ego self can feel like it's always a constant pressure. You know, and like life's an asshole, like it's always asking something. Always, always, always. It'll never give up. It never gives you rest. Never, ever, ever, you know? And so your future self is like, life is not going to stop. And really, it's asking you to come out, you know, come out of the closet. And it won't stop. It's just saying, this part of you is just saying, it's not going to stop. It's never going to stop until you are who you are, until you are who you are, until you are who you are. Until all of that comes through that human part of you, okay? Now, the last thing I feel like they want to say is they're definitely encouraging you to continue to follow your heart, follow your path, even though the other parts of you will think that you can't do it because it's either too great, too much, you know, the list can be long, right? And I don't really have the words for this because these future parts of you are talking quite quickly, but they're basically saying, like, it's all there for you. Don't worry. It just has to take time and manifest in its own timing. Okay? And as we know, we can't control that. We've tried. We've set intentions. We've had vision boards, yada, 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 right? Nope. Something has its own timing. It has its own timing. And they're saying that your paths are so connected with others that you don't even know who they are. They don't know who you are. Everybody's choices affect everyone. So when things manifest is out of our control. The only thing we can do is follow our heart, right? To continue just, you know, following our call. But the when of the manifesting in a very specific way is not something that we can control emotionally, mentally, right? So I feel like foundationally why these future parts of you are here is to encourage you to keep going. They're like, okay. And again, they're 3 to 4 months down the road, so a lot's happened between now and then. And they're just really encouraging you. They're like, it's all there for you. All right, so there, these future selves now are just going back to where it is that they reside. And we're going back to you now, presently here. And we're just going to continue to support you in your rightful path. In your sovereignty, bringing love, we could say, to these fears that are, again, irrational because they're survival, you know, they're just survival fears. So, yep. And then for each of you, whatever it is that you're going through in your life presently, all the details, Spirit's just going to do a lot of support for whatever that is for you personally, okay? And if there's anything I see about that, I'll let you know. Otherwise, that's pretty specific for all of you. And so yeah, if there's anything that arises out of that, I'll let you know. Otherwise, Spirit's just going to be working on you now very specifically to support your life, help clear, clean, declutter energetically, like a lot. They're just going to be doing a lot to help support you now. And then I'm just going to continue focusing with the release of the fears and the sovereignty and the anchoring, okay? And again, just be and let this healing do you. Let it just wash over you. So what's starting to happen now is we're starting to do a lot of integration and completion of everything that we've been working with. And how that always feels is like we're descending down, like we've been in an airplane up at a certain level, and now we're just starting our descent. So everything needs to complete in a very specific way and integrate in a very specific way with all these parts of you. So we're beginning that process now, although we're still on the healing, releasing parts as well. And I just hear Spirit's been saying for a couple of times now, it's not your fault, it's not your fault, it's not your fault. So for whatever reason you need to hear that, you need to hear that, okay? It's not your fault. So what's happening now is as a group, everybody's in this like huge circle of where we began. And it's like you're just standing there in your strength and your sovereignty and your simplicity and your light. And there's this knowing within each of you that I'm hearing like as this echo, and you keep saying, I am that. I am that. I am that. Okay, so what's starting to happen now is the healing and everything that we've done and that I've talked about is starting to go off into the background. And it will continue doing whatever healing necessary and integration necessary as we start to go into just the mini readings that we get to do together and sharing just your experience, if you want to do that, about the group today. And the group power healing energies and everything that we're doing that's in the background now that's just starting to move there, that's going to continue until we end this call. So that's going to be happening in the background for the whole time. And yeah. Yeah. So we can just kind of ease our way into mini readings and anything you guys want to share about your experience.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ambuja. That was pretty accurate, especially for the survivor fears during the sleep.
Interesting.
Thank you for that was a really lovely experience. So again, thank you for that. And everyone would love to hear from you. What did you experience? You can share it with us on the webcast. And I will read it later to Ambujam. All right, so let's start taking questions. We have a caller from Bellevue, phone number ending with 5414. Hello? 5414. Bellevue. Are you with us? So we will try and again in a little bit with them. And let's move to Lancaster, phone number ending with 2423. Hello. Hello. 2423, Lancaster. Are you with us? You are unmuted. No, we don't hear anything. So let's try. it's from Truckee, phone number ending with 1453. Hello.
Hi there, it's Heidi.
Hi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
So always so a wrap up. Perfect, your calls and what I'm dealing with and going through in life, and try to be succinct in expressing that, you know, I'm 55 and I have a lot of heaviness around me with my two teenage sons and an ex-partner, and just a lot of heavy energy on me, and me really feeling into my soul source and needing to create Heidi and who she is outside of an 8-year-old mother role. And along in that, I just have so much anger that keeps coming up because I don't feel like I'm expressing myself and having the freedom to do that. I'm sort of in a transition. And so just really trying to get some help in sorting this whole mess out. So here's how it looks, okay? Do my best to describe this here. So this is this image of you and your path and all this outward stuff you're dealing with, like you just said, okay? And then there's this linear time, we'll say, what it looks like is like 5 inches, okay, of linear time. Whatever that is, I don't know. On the other side of those 5 inches is you being in this expression that you've just have been begging for and knowing that it's there, okay? And not having all the idea of what the how and the who and the what and how that's going to look, but just the depths of desperation to be that, okay?
Yes.
Now, here's the good news, okay? This heaviness, all this stuff going on around you is how you get there. So if you look at it as part of your river, and you've got these things floating in the river, and they're actually supposed to be there. If you ask the question, how do I get through this and walk through this versus getting rid of it, that's a whole other perspective.
Right. Right.
How do I use this? What is my opportunity? How do I work with this? What are you trying to show me? Why is this happening? From like this empowered, oh, right, this is actually part of my steps to get to this, what's on the other side. Like I can't tell you with words that like how profound that these people in your life, like how much it's exactly supposed to be like that. Like I don't even have the words to describe the sacredness of that.
Wow.
So I feel like perspective is key.
And really bringing clarity for myself, right? So if I'm feeling all that heaviness, it's
Yes. What is this heaviness here? What am I supposed to, take and awaken with this? What am I supposed to evolve with? What am I supposed to grow? What am I supposed to receive with this? What is it? What is the golden teaching that I am to receive? Stuff like that. Yep. Because if you try to get rid of it, avoid it, whatever, it almost gets stronger because that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to actually learn like you're in school. And I get it.
Yeah,
it's,
really.
You know, way easier said than done, right? Because it's intense. But that's actually just part of, like, you can't do what you're here to do without this part. Like, you can't.
I'm really feeling it helped me clarify me, right?
Exactly.
You know, finding
Thank you. My
truth. You know, finding my truth to face.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good. That helps at least get some view on it, a bigger bird view on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's super important. It's super.
Okay.
So Spirit just wants to give me, like, they're just giving me this analogy of you walking up the set of stairs
and then there are like six stairs missing, and your leg isn't long enough to reach the other stair. So
yeah.
What do you need to do, right? Without these steps, you can't reach that other step. So your kids and this ex, everything, like it is it.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know, and the universe was strengthening that, because I even brought somebody else into my life that's the same energy. So now I've got four heavy energies on me. So that, and I feel like the universe is really challenging me to say, hey, is this really what you want? Or do you really want to, you know, come from your source and, you know, live your life through you? And so I really, that is really explaining things nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Namaste.
Wonderful. Thank you, Heidi. Thank you for calling in. And, yeah, thank you so much, Ambujam, for the guidance.
Hey, can you hear the dog barking in the
no.
background? Okay,
no,
good.
I don't hear it.
I've got some people moving underneath me, and they brought their dog. And I'm
oh,
like,
okay.
No, because it's really loud here.
Oh, okay.
So that's good.
Yeah,
it's
don't
not coming
it.
Across.
Yeah. Okay. Right, we have Tanya on the web call from London. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey.
Yep.
Hi. Well, I have this through generation, there is lots of fear through different, like, first, second war and recent one in Yugoslavia. So I was very interested that you mentioned that it's like a long line of fear, and it's very, very present. During the meditation, just before you said, diamond shape, but 3D connecting with the human, sort of almost Christmas trees and going into the sky. And I had a whale flings at the back of it, and a dolphin in some point. And sort of I felt the message is almost work on your core, work on your core, work on your core.
Yeah, and that core is exactly, like, this third chakra area today is exactly where spirit was doing all this work. Yep. So,
yeah
for you specifically, I get it. Like, think of yourself as going to the gym, except you're not doing sit-ups. Okay? So people go to the physical gym and they lift weights, and the weights are uncomfortable at first because they're heavy. But what that lifting that weight does is it creates a strong muscle, right? So for you, working on your core is like working on your spiritual core. And I just feel like, to simplify it, when that core, like when you know that core is you and it's strong, that is able to face all that lineage stuff. Not as like, but it's more like, oh, that's not my path. Oh, I see it. I feel it. It's almost like it's mine. But, oh, this is me, though, and this is my path. Yeah, and that's like just simply describing this. There's just a lot of layers going on there. But, yeah, you strengthening your spiritual core and just bringing your awareness there and just like it's like going to the gym and allowing that core to teach you how to strengthen and what it needs to get nice and strong. Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, thank you. And working with the fear, so fear stopped me in some ways, although since spring is much easier, but last 2 years I really have it. Working with the fear, I just can't get my head around. It's a long-lasting generation and generational, and I feel sometimes it stops me as well.
Yeah, that fear, a lot of that fear is not yours.
Yeah.
Like, there's something pretty significant, like the more that you're talking, there's something really significant about you either awakening through or evolving through all this generational stuff for you to start your own life, okay? So for you specifically, you would have a lot of generational energy that's not yours in your space to awaken, to evolve, to grow, where someone else might not have that experience because they don't need that. That's not, like, significant for them. But it feels like the more you talk, it is so significant for you to almost like this image of you standing in a room and it's all this gray and black smoke. And one day you go, you know what? I don't have to stand in here anymore. Oh, there's the door. I can walk out. But it's through love. It's not through your hand up, you know, like, fuck you. I'm out of here. It's not that. It's through love that you really know that you don't have to carry this. And so the thing I just want to say is when that fear comes up, because I know you have the capacity to work with it. Like you said, it's not mental, though. It's the truth of you just being with that. Ask yourself, what amount of this fear is mine? And then trust your intuition.
Mine.
And then ask, what is mine to work with? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yeah, because I think you're right. Lots has inherited, and this part is blocking me from moving forward.
Yeah, okay, let's look at it specifically like Heidi, okay? It's not blocking you. You actually have to walk through it, knowing that you can leave it behind. It's very, be careful there. I understand what you're saying, but be super careful. No, you need to actually walk through namaste, that energy, like the result is. You're like, oh, you're not mine. I love you, but goodbye. So, yeah, it's a similar thing for Heidi. Like, it is what builds your strength. It's not what is blocking it. It's the other way around. But I get what you're saying. But, yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
So, Monsef, can I just say something?
Yeah, sure.
So, since these the last two callers have been about perspective, right, of their stuff, right? So what I feel to say is when you're going through something, go within, you know, get quiet as you can, and ask your intuition or ask your guides or ask God or ask the angels, whatever it is that everyone connects to, what is the rightful perspective, please, on this situation? And that can really help. And then just be open to how that wants to show itself. What is this rightful perspective, you know? How do I really need to be with this? What is the truth of this situation trying to show me? You know, what is this rightful perspective? Yeah, that can help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's when we just try to, like, to settle and ask questions, like, it really it helps us to get more awareness about what's going on. The answers from our hearts. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for sharing that. we have a feedback from Betty from Richmond. She wrote, wow, what a powerful process. When Ambujam Rose got the message about sleep, I was amazed. I have been having extreme insomnia, virtually many nights of no sleep for months now. I had not understood it and had not been able to heal it holistically with any method. This makes so much sense to me now. Mm. I could feel the truth in what Ambujam was saying deep in my being. I really felt such stillness when word peace was activated within us. And that message from Spirit that said, it is not your fault, was deep beyond imagining for me. I released a lot of tears as soon as I heard that. I felt such relief and love. Thank you for such a blessing and gift today, Ambujam Rose and Monsef. Love you all.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Betty, for sharing your experience. Really beautiful one. Yeah, we will continue taking more questions from the webcast and also caller in a little bit. I just want... if you can talk about the group power healings and private sessions you are offering to our audience.
Sure.
For those who feel guided to take advantage of those. And I first want to share the link. It's yourdivineuniqueness.com/AmbuJam. yourdivineuniqueness.com/AmbuJam. AmbuJam. So we are offering 5 packages for new clients. That includes group power healings and also private sessions. Do you have maybe something to say about that, the private session? I know by experience it's really something like a phenomenal experience. I really love it. Mm-hmm. And also the group power healings, they can do like longer ones with you, 90 minutes group power healings. So I would love if you have something to share with our audience about those.
Nope, nothing.
Okay.
No, I'm joking.
No, I don't have anything.
Okay.
So these packages are for brand new clients only, and I have 5 different offerings. So I have just 1-hour session with me. I have a 1-hour session and 3 group power healings. I have a 1-hour session and 5 group power healings. And I also have just a package of 3 group power healings and a package of 5 group power healings without the private session. And so the group power healing spirit always picks the dates for when those are, and they are either Tuesdays through Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, either 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern or 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and on Saturdays from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And again, Spirit will pick the dates, and they usually occur about 1 to 3 times per month. And those group power healings are 90 minutes, and so we do about 60 to 70 minutes of a healing, and then we open up for Q&A or of questions about the session or just to share your experience. And all of those are recorded for you and include a free recording. And all of the energies that we will work with every single time are imbued in those recordings. And every time you listen, there's more healing can happen, additional healing can happen. Spirit always meets you where you're at when you listen to those recordings on your path. I do not know how that happens, but it does. And so I think that's it about those. If you guys want more details on group power healing, that's on my site at AmbuJamHealing.com. And it says, what is a group power healing? And just all the details are on those. And again, each single one that Spirit will bring is one of a kind, because everyone who feels drawn will come. And so when you guys have packages, the packages that are purchased from this show will expire on March 1st, 2019. So you have up until that time to just join the group power healing that you will see that you resonate with. And once you purchase those packages from OnSef, I will email you all the instructions of how to redeem those. And you can call in through the web, through cell phone, through landline. So you can always call in free for those. We meet over my U.S. conference call line. And then individual sessions, gosh, what do I say about those? I mean, just the sacredness and the magic and the love and the accelerated stuff that we're able to get through together is just mind-blowing and humbling for me every single time. I've been doing this for 21 years, and it just, when I first started to now, it's just like, wow. The stuff we're able to do is just, there's something that happens when we get together with this intention, and it's not even a mental intention. It's this deep part of you that is so ready to move forward and to heal and to awaken, and it's this beyond emotional mental part of you that runs the whole session. And it's just amazing what we're able to do together. And so those are an hour, and we can either meet over Skype, because we can record over Skype now, which is awesome. I don't know if you guys know that. So on the Skype now, there's the ability to record on both ends. Or we can meet over my U.S. conference call line, which is free as well. And once you purchase the 1-hour sessions from OnSef, I will email you directly and let you know how to redeem those. And you have between now and March 1st also of 2019 to redeem your 1-hour private session, the individual session. And I think that's everything. Did I forget anything?
No. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. As you said, like about the group power healings, and also from what experience here on the show and many of our audience also experienced with you, like the feedback was really, really amazing. Like like it's always something about what's going on in our life, and the clarity mm-hmm. you bring and the healing really help us to move forward through that and really grow and connect more to our true self. So thank you for offering mm-hmm. those, and also mm-hmm. the private session. As you said, it's really so magical. And for me, the times I did it with you, I always felt more excitement, more clarity, and I felt a shift within my being. It was mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe I can't express it by word, but it was really,
yeah, it's really,
really
hard
for me.
To describe. Yeah.
And so I highly recommend you, everyone, if you still didn't experience that. So, And again, the link is yourdivineuniqueness.com/AmbuJam. yourdivineuniqueness.com/AmbuJam. AmbuJam. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or the replay page. Wonderful. So can we take more questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Monsef, I just want to say from my own experience, every single person, I mean every mm-hmm. single person who has bought a package from you that I've done an individual session with, it's like, oh, my God. They're so powerful and significant of what it is that their being is offering, and the amount of work we're able to do together has just been just so magical. Like every single person who comes from your show is just so, I don't have words. I'm amazed and humbled and just admiring what they're doing, and the depths of integrity that they have to be who they are is just like every single person is so powerful, and I just feel really grateful to be able to connect to all these people through your show. So,
yeah,
I just want to say thank you. Yeah, it's just a huge. I'm just really grateful, and I have a lot of gratitude to be able to assist all these people on their path.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. And also, yeah, I totally agree with you. Like from my connection with many of our audience, it's really feels like an honor to be part of them and serve them. And mm-hmm. there's this authenticity mm-hmm. and this willingness to bring more light. So
And I just want to say too, I just said the individual session, the group as well, but I don't have, not with everyone, I haven't had that one-on-one connection. So it's the one-on-one connection that I've just been, amazed.
Beautiful. Thank you. All right, so let's take a question from Melanie from California. Hi, beautiful souls. My question is how to clear efficiently from my field all interference of entities and outside influences. I have enormous difficulty to gather my energy and focus. Therefore, I cannot create anything. Any insights would be helpful. Thank you infinitely.
Yes, sister. So, okay. When you ask that question, there's this image of you and all these layers on top of you, and it looks like it's you, but it's not even you. So this is quite a complicated answer. Okay, now, so part of what you've been trying to release is connected into all these images of you, but they're not really you. This is one of those things I want to say, if you want to do a private session, individual session together, I would love to assist, because this is really complicated. Not that you can't do it on your own, but it's just a lot to do, to describe in 2 minutes here. So there's this image of you, and then these 4 or 5 layers of other, quote, yous that are being, quote, attacked and all that kind of stuff, but those aren't even you. So what I would start with first and foremost is to go within yourself. And what Spirit is saying is what is driving all of this, which is actually, oh, goody, we have somewhere to focus. So what is driving all of this is, do you deserve to be yourself and to be free of, and fill in the blank. So this is a huge, quote, deserving lack of self, I'll use the word issue. So what they're suggesting and what's going on with all these other layers of, quote, you that aren't you is a very, again, it's just kind of energetically complicated of how all of that is happening. But they're saying if you want to just start with the root and just beeline this thing, they say go within and ask yourself, do I actually feel deserving to be me? And if not, where don't I? And that's where you want to start. And all that stuff outside of you is all coming from foundationally that. So, yeah, that's how you beeline all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hall of mirrors, you know? It's like, what's really you? And again, like since 2012, since all this awakening really started going on, which is me, actually was like 2010, but 2012 really kicked off this whole other way that we have to learn how to be because we're so sensitive to all these energies and there's a lot of complicated things happening that we really have to practice a lot of discernment of what is me and what truly isn't me, right? Big question. But yeah, that's really important that you ask yourself, do I actually feel deserving to be me? And then just go from there. Find the parts that don't and just work with them lovingly. Okay. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ambuja. Also, thank you, Melanie, for your question. We have another question from Lisa Gray from Colombia. Hi, is there anything Spirit wants me to know regarding how to listen to the guidance? I keep feeling guided to be on a path as a healer, and in meditation, I feel like I am blocked from hearing, or if it is my ego blocking me.
Mm. So what comes up first is, what is your true guidance? What is my true guidance? What is my true guidance? So Spirit wants you to actually start there. Spirit is clearing something actually for you. There's just something coming in to clear about that. It's like there's this image of your heart, of heart of heart of hearts, okay? And then on top of that is like this line of energy, and then you've been outside of the heart of heart of hearts. And so I get it, like why it's been so like confusing. And so it's like you have to go through that. So the question, just keep asking yourself, yeah, I'm watching you just go through that now. Just keep asking yourself, what is my truest guidance and what does that feel like? And let the truth reveal. And ideally, the best thing is to let everything go and see what's truly there. And I'm not saying it's to be a healer, and I'm not saying it's not to be a healer, but what's most important is, yeah, is you get as deep as you can in your heart of heart of heart of hearts and then go from there. And I feel Jesus coming in. I feel like he wants to help you. So if you ask Christ consciousness or Jesus, whatever it is that you call that, that really wants to help you for some reason find the truth. So just ask for help and it'll be there, okay? Okay. Are you there, Monsef?
Sorry, I was muted. Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you. So yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Ambuja, and thank you, Lisa, for your question. Okay, so let's invite another caller. Yeah. Let's try again.
Caller
from Bellevue. Hello.
Hello. Can
Hi.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes, we hear you.
This is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
How are you?
Hi, lovely lady.
I just checking in. I've been tired lately, kind of solar plexus issues. Just thought I'd see what you might pick up on.
Okay, there's two things. First thing is diet, actually. Super important right now, okay? For your path, wherever it is that you are, you need to eat super cleanly. If you have sugar, if you have dairy, if you have anything like that or anything that does not agree with your system, it really affects your clarity and your energy level, okay? So really eat as best as you can for yourself, because right now you cannot afford not to. You just have no room. Like for some people, you could say, oh, yeah, 90% eat like that, 10%, you know, go eat whatever you want. Not right now. Really, really important. Like your body just has no room for anything other than what feeds it, okay?
Okay.
Then the energetic part of the tiredness and why this is important for everyone else listening right now, I have no idea, but it is because it's coming. I feel it, like whatever this next piece is. So, quote, tiredness. We actually addressed this last time on Monsef's call, but it's just a different layer of it. When we feel tired, like, oh, it's 11 o'clock for me, it's time to go to sleep. I'm just tired. It's pure, it's clean. I'm not, like, my consciousness isn't all weird and warpy and bleh. I'm just tired. I'm ready to go to bed. This other tiredness that you're talking about isn't tiredness. It's other energy outside of you trying to just kind of put a blanket on everything. So the clue is, whatever this energy is, because it's basically just old power and control stuff that doesn't want us to wake up, being who we are, all of that stuff, okay? It's like the poppies in the Wizard of Oz. It's a drug, and it wants you to just go to sleep, forget about all this spiritual stuff. Just forget about all this, okay? So what's really important is when you feel kind of drugged and lethargic, it's very different than tired, you know? That's a clue to know that that energy is not you. And then you just want to ask, where am I letting this in? What part of me? Yep. And then there you go, because it's like the third chakra stuff. Yep. And that kind of lethargy is really hard to like wake up through and get through, because it just makes you want to go to sleep, right? It's really intense.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
but the-
it leads right back. Go ahead.
This too shall pass.
This too shall pass. Yeah, it's like you're at a specific spot in your path where, you know, if energy can knock you off, it would. It can't, because you're committed, you know. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to get through this kind of cloud of, just ask, where in me am I even allowing this in? And it's an empowering question, really. I mean, we can get really lost in the details of, oh, no, I have energy in my system. Uh-oh, right, blah, 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 blah. But really and truly, where in us is it sticking? And that's when we can wake up there and become aware there. Ooh, super empowering. So, yeah, just ask yourself that question and then the diet thing.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Much love. And yeah, Ambujam, thank you again.
Okay.
Let's take a question from the webcast now. We have Barbara from Hamburg. Dear Monsef, dear Ambujam, thank you so much for this opportunity. It is exactly what I need. I'm on the.
Oh, your computer's getting all wiggy.
And turn into my birthday. 21st.
Hey, Monsef, your computer's getting all wiggy. Can you hear me?
Happy birthday.
Oh, are you there? Monsef?
Hello, do you hear me? Do you hear me now?
Yeah, your computer just got all wiggy-waggy. Do you have, can you repeat what she said?
Okay. Do I sound clear
yeah,
now?
I can hear you now. Yep.
Okay. Let me go to the question. Okay, so she said, recently, I felt such a lot of irritation, security, not knowing, not being able to do anything. There were a lot of tears about seemingly having worked such a long time myself and for others without any jump forward. Is there anything else you could tell me personally on this, Ambujam? Thank you so much. Much love to both of you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to have to repeat that because you were coming in and out again.
Okay. I felt such a lot of irritation, insecurity, not knowing, not being able to do anything. There were a lot of tears about seemingly having worked such a long time on myself and for others without any jump forward. Is there anything else you could tell me personally on this?
So what I would want to ask her is, so this, what comes up immediately is the sorrow. So this is really interesting, actually. And there's some other stuff going on, but this is what we have time for today, is looking at this very specific piece here. The feeling that you have of irritation and sorrow of not feeling like you're leaping forward, that's actually where you need to go. That feeling, what is it? It's not an emotional reaction. It's actually something going on that's actually, I could say it's part of the path that you're experiencing, but it's also outside energy coming in as well. So it's not just a simple emotional reaction that you're having to what you think is happening, because it looks to me like you're on the path, okay? And I understand, like, things haven't manifested in a specific way that would give you the results or the reflection that you're on the path and all of that, but you are, okay? This very specific feeling that you're having needs your attention. What is it? Pray for assistance in knowing what that is, because that's really important. It's like you walking on your path and coming along this big boulder and thinking it's your emotion, thinking it's a feeling, an emotional feeling, but it's not. It's a boulder. What is it? So start inquiring, what is this feeling, I wonder, that feels like a feeling, but it's actually something other than that. So I actually feel like Spirit wants to, like, bust that boulder, okay? Yeah, and what's interesting is they can only bust it so far because you need your awareness in what that is. So that's actually good news. That's actually very empowering. So there's something that you need to know about. What is this feeling that feels like irritation and sorrow? What is that? So that's where I would start. What is this feeling I'm having? What is it really? And start there. Yep. Are you there, Montes?
Yes.
There you are.
Yeah, do I sound better now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So thank you. Thank you, Ambujam, and thank you, Barbara, for your question. And
Spirit wants to remove more of that boulder now, because whatever she's doing, they're just ready to help her, okay? Okay, Barbara, Ooh, that's good. Yeah, they're able to move more of that now. Yeah, Barbara, keep doing what you're doing. You're on it. Okay, I'm done.
Wonderful. Can we take one more question from the webcast?
Yeah.
You have Melissa. I'm having trouble discerning and trusting myself with making friendships. More often than not, I connect to narcissists, and it's so devastating that I isolate. I'm nervous about a new friend, Courtney. I want to proceed, but feel fearful in my discernment.
Interesting. That's a very interesting situation she's got going on there. This sounds really spiritually cliche, but this is what I have to ask you. How are they all you? It's like, I'm sorry, but you got to go there. It's really kind of simple, actually. So what is it, if you were meeting all parts of you and they were these narcissistic experiences, what's going on with you that life is actually reflecting right back at you that you need to look at within yourself? Where is that in you? So if you were to take a moment and just ask yourself, where is all of that in me? And what is it needing for awareness at this time? Because it feels like life is pretty what's the word I'm looking for? They really want you to look at this. And I think it's kind of magical, actually, even though it doesn't feel very magical, that life's actually using these people, and they're actually signing up for this. But that's not all that's going on for them, okay? So this is what's interesting, too. So there's actually a lot of spiritual stuff going on here. So as these people are in front of you, narcissistic energy and other things like that is not the only thing that they are. But it's a lot of what you're seeing because you need to. So if you see something in yourself, it's almost like the spell breaks. And you don't need those experiences anymore. But, yeah, it's actually quite spiritually layered. But, yeah, life's really interested in you looking at this. And it's kind of like they know you're really savvy. And they're like, this is really the only way you can, they can get your attention about this. Because it's, like, right in front of you. You have to look at it. But so they know, like, life knows, spirit knows, if it's brought to you other ways, you could kind of avoid it, deny it, move around it. Like, again, you're quite savvy in that way. So they're like, well, this is how she's going to get it. It's going to be right in front of her face. So, yeah, there's actually a lot of magic going on. So, yeah, just ask yourself, where is this in me and what is it life is needing me to know now about this so I can understand myself, love myself, and walk forward. Yep. And with it. It's like you walk with that knowledge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Ambujam. Thank you, Melissa. And, yeah, it may feel like uncomfortable to ask such questions, but it's really beneficial for us, and yeah, for us to move forward from such experiences. So yeah, thank you again, Ambujam. Yeah, thank you so much for everything you shared with us today, for the group power healing. That was really an amazing experience, very accurate and very helpful with the healing you did. And also thank you for the guidance you gave to our callers and listeners. So, yeah, very grateful to you.
You're welcome. Can I just take a minute now to complete with everybody in the group power healing since we're ending?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to say just before I do that? Or should I just do that
no.
now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, everyone. So we're going to complete our time together and our connection as a group. And so your teams will still be working with you for a little bit on everything that we worked with today and then some, because people's questions also brought up some other interesting curiosities about other things. So, yeah, I just feel like your teams will be working with you for a while. And before you go to bed, okay, know that, again, it's a process of really just anchoring into your sovereignty. But if it's helpful for you to say something like, I go to bed in sovereignty, I am that, something like that, you know, just to help the human kind of go in there before you sleep every night, you know, if you find that helpful. So what's happening now is we're completing now with all the beings that worked with us. And everyone knows up there, okay, that the path as a human is quite challenging to be the spirit. And so they're just acknowledging that and they love you and, you know, as best you can, just keep going. Keep going. So now the group container that held us is starting to complete with us and go back to wherever it is that it comes from. And then all of us, through our wholeness that we collaborated and partnered today, that's all completing now. Yep, so the group connection is completing. Just a lot of gratitude is there for everyone. So my being and your being are completing their collaboration for today. And then me, my being, and Seth's being, and your being, we're all completing that collaboration for that, holding that space. And spirit's just pulling me out of your space now. And I just want to, again, just thank you all so much. So for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 days, this healing that we did today is still going to be continuing.
quite a lot, actually. So just take care of yourself, drink plenty of water. If you guys just want to email me your experience, I would just love to hear your experience. Again, my site is amajumhealing.com and my contact page is on there. I love hearing your experiences through Monsef. It's just really, really lovely. It's a pleasure, honor to serve, really. So thank you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you, Monsef.
Oh, thank you to you, Amajum. It's also our honor to have you here with us, to connect with you and to co-create this experience with you. So thank you. Thank you so much. Very grateful to you. And everyone, really thank you to you for being here, for your presence, for sharing with us your energy and co-creating with us this really magical and transformative experience that we had today. So really thank you so much. Thank you for your questions, really powerful ones. And again, I really I highly recommend working with Ambujam, whether on the group power healings package or the other package that also include the 1 hour session with her. Really, really, it's a magical experience that you can have with her. And for that, you can get your package on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Ambujam. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Ambujam. AMBUJAM. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or the replay page. So thank you again, everyone, and I'm sending you so much love, and see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.